This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the White House that a ceasefire at this time would only benefit Hamas, which kidnapped and killed Israeli civilians on October 7th.
Ahead of an expected ground assault into Gaza by Israeli forces, Kirby reiterated a stark prediction of further civilian casualties.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt going forward. I wish I could tell you something different. I wish that that wasn't going to happen.
There are concerns worldwide about the hostilities widening. U.S. officials on Tuesday confirmed there have been about a dozen attacks on American forces in Iraq and Syria during the past week. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Tuesday of a possible long war against Hamas, saying Hamas must be destroyed, speaking following a meeting with France's President Emmanuel Macron.
Hamas is responsible for civilian casualties, but we will do every effort to avoid them to fight this war as speedily and as rapidly as we can, but it could be a long war.
Israel has escalated its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded on Tuesday for civilians to be protected in the war between Israel and Palestinians, voicing concern about clear violations of international humanitarian law.
It is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation.
More than 700 Palestinians were killed in overnight Israeli airstrikes. That number went up to more than 1,000 the next day. This is VOA News. Republicans have chosen Representative Mike Johnson as their latest nominee for House Speaker. Details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I'm honored to have the support of my colleagues.
Johnson of Louisiana is a member of the House GOP leadership team, but lower ranking. A lawyer specializing in constitutional issues, he'd rallied Republicans around former President Trump's legal effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Johnson's the fourth nominee for Speaker and second of the day Tuesday.
Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority, is united.
But the cycle of Republican infighting has frustrated many.
We're going to restore your trust in what we do here. You're going to see a new form of government, and we are going to move this quickly. This group here is ready to govern.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Concerns about forced labor in China is leading some U.S. lawmakers to call for bans on some Chinese imports.
Some U.S. lawmakers are demanding that seafood processed in two Chinese provinces be banned from entering the U.S. market because of concerns about rights abuses. They also say Chinese facilities using forced labor should be banned from doing business with American companies. The request, sent by the Congressional Executive Commission on China to the Department of Homeland Security on Tuesday, marks another effort by lawmakers to restrict imports of Chinese goods on the grounds of rights abuse. It's likely to irk Beijing at a time of tensions over trade and other issues. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Britain's financial watchdog said on Wednesday that firms marketing crypto assets are failing to highlight risk properly to consumers, such as by publishing warnings that are too hard to read. Britain's Financial Conduct Authority had new powers from October 8th to regulate crypto asset promotions and said it has found three common issues so far and will take action if they are not remedied. China said the United States is the biggest disruptor of regional peace and stability in the world in a scathing response to a Pentagon report on China's growing military buildup. The annual report that is required by Congress is one way the Pentagon measures the military capabilities of China, which the U.S. government sees as its key threat in the Asia-Pacific region and America's primary long-term security challenge. A statement by China's Ministry of Defense issued in response early Wednesday morning called the Pentagon report a finding false and used it to turn it back at the U.S.'s recent actions in helping Israel and Ukraine, as well as its buildup of military installations worldwide. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.